It was Homairo and me against the world. And I'll tell you this, Amir Jan. In the end, the world always wins. So what happened? I asked. That same day, my father put Homairo and her family on a lorry and sent them off to Hazarajat. I never saw her again. I'm sorry, I said. Probably for the best, though, Rahim Khan said, shrugging. She would have suffered. My family would have never accepted her as an equal. You don't order someone to polish your shoes one day and call them sister the next. He looked at me. You know, you can tell me anything you want, Amir. Anytime. I know, I said uncertainly. He looked at me for a long time, like he was waiting, his black, bottomless eyes hinting at an unspoken secret between us. For a moment, I almost did tell him. Almost told him everything. But then what would he think of me? He'd hate me, and rightfully. Here, Rahim Khan said. He handed me something. I almost forgot. Happy birthday. It was a brown leather-bound notebook. I traced my fingers along the gold-colored stitching on the borders. I smelled the leather. For your stories, he said. I was going to thank him when something exploded and bursts of fire lit up the sky. Fireworks! We hurried back to the house and found the guests all standing in the yard, looking up to the sky. Kids hooted and screamed with each crackle and whoosh. People cheered and burst into applause each time flares sizzled and exploded into bouquets of fire. Every few seconds, the backyard lit up in sudden flashes of red, green, and yellow. In one of those brief bursts of light, I saw something I'll never forget. Hassan serving drinks to Asif and Wali from a silver platter. The light winked out, a hiss and a crackle, then another flicker of orange light. In it, I saw Asif grinning and kneading Hassan in the chest with a knuckle. Then, mercifully, darkness.